It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new year, and I'm doing counseling at you. Bum bum. Bum. Oh, Kevin, behave yourself. It's a great privilege to be able to be in people's lives and be able to do, you know, counseling and all that sort of thing. And thankfully, we do it backed again for doing it face to face with this change to Tier 1 and all in Grassmere Valley. Ooh, we just hope we can keep it that way. So, who have we got first of all? Oh, yes, Mr. and Mrs. Chatsworth. Be quite interested to see how these guys are doing. Well, let's welcome them in. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Chatsworth. Take a seat. You guys okay? I'm fine, I'm splendid. I'm not sure about my wife over here, though. No, you never see, can't you, Kyle? Well, what I mean is there to talk about? Well, that's what we're here, to find out your issues and problems. But you see, Kyle doesn't even know what's going on with me. As per usual, never takes care of my needs. Of course I do. I love you very much. Really. You have a funny way of showing it. Guys, do please calm down. Let's go through this. You know, this is why we're here in counselling. You know, to find out how you guys are doing. Well, we're doing very well. And thanks very much for asking, Pastor Kevin. I think we're doing great, though. I mean, what's your problem? What's my problem? Where do I start? Guys. Please. Okay. I think, firstly, we need to go to Mrs. Chatsworth. Well, by all means, ask her away. Well, that's what I'm doing now. Oh, Carl, you don't know how hard it is to live with you. I mean, you barely even notice me. Of course I notice you. You're right there. You don't know what the problem is with our marriage, though, do you? Because I do. Well, I will be always. What is the problem? You don't know me. That's the problem. Of course I know you. I love you very much. You're my wife. Kyle, that's the point. What's the point? Have you noticed something, Pastor Kevin? What, Mrs. Chatsworth? Don't call me Mrs. Chatsworth. I have a name. Of course you have a name, but I just thought I'd say it out of respect. Well, at least you'll think about respect, Pastor Kevin. That's more than my husband Kyle thinks. What are you on about? You never call me. I always call you. You don't call me by my name. Is this a Cheryl Cole song or something like that? I'm very confused. Pastor Kevin, he won't say my name because he doesn't even know my name. Of course I know your name. You are my wife. That's not my name. What is my name? Your name. Yes, you know my name. My Christian born first name. Well, I do know your... Oh my days, you see the point, Pastor Kevin. I do think this is a big issue. Well, Pastor Kevin, for just to let you in the bag, okay? It's not that I don't know her name. Of course I know her name. She is my wife. It's just as I don't feel comfortable saying her name. Oh, that's it now. You don't feel comfortable saying my name. Oh, seriously. How pathetic can you get? What kind of husband did I marry that you don't even feel comfortable using my name? Well, you know why. How am I supposed to know why? You know why. Come on. Well, I don't know why, so why don't you guys both let me in on the dark? Yes, why is my name so hard to say, so hard to pronounce? But I mean, Mrs. Chatsworth, you're calling me Mrs. Chatsworth? I am your wife! Honey, don't cut it, that ain't my name. Forget Cheryl Cole, this is more like the Ting Tings. Okay, point is, 10 years ago, I would be comfortable saying your name through the rooftops and all. It would be no problem at all. But now, I dare not say your name for incurring some wrath. Well, you're incurring wrath from me, not from you. Then who? What, you're pointing to the computer? Yes, the computer. What, is her name Adele or something? No, her name is not Adele. Oh, Pastor, you don't even know my name? Listen, you've always been referred to as Mrs. Chatsworth. Don't blame me. Well, you should know your congruence inside and out. And the fact you don't even know my name. Because you never say your name. All you say is Mrs. Chatsworth. That's all I know. Boy, oh boy, I feel like I need to be counselling too in this counselling session. But yeah, I don't feel comfortable saying her name. Why? You know what? Pointing to a computer doesn't help. They could be listening. Who in the world is listening? The walls have ears, especially these days. Oh, you are just such an embarrassment. Clearly, you are just ashamed to be. I'm not ashamed to be with you. It's just that if I say your name, it could cause havoc. It's Mary, right? You know, if you say Bloody Mary three times, that whole superstition nonsense thing. Well, as your pastor, I can tell you that is a whole bunch of nonsense. Now, Bloody Mary was terrible, a bad monarch, you know, all that and a bag of chips. But I can insist that you saying that isn't an issue. Although, if you say the first bit and use it as a swear word, that's not a good idea. Point me. No, that's not what I'm saying, Kevin. You will understand, and everyone understand, as soon as I release the name out into the world. Oh, please. Well, if you're so confident, why don't you say the name? Oh, do you want me to incur the wrath too? Nah, now you know what I'm talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
You really don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm in the dark too.
Okay, fine. Brace yourself. I know my wife's name. My wife's full name is Alexa Siri Chatsworth. There you go.
I'm confused.
Her name is Alexa, okay? We have got every single technology thing from here to Tallahassee and beyond the beyond in our house. Both which contain Siri and both which contain Alexa. And every time I say either one of those two names, the thing just keeps going. So I'm like, Alexa, darling, can you do a pot of tea? And then suddenly the voice goes, sorry, I can't do a pot of tea. I'm a communications device. And I'm like, thanks so much, Alexa. And she says, you're welcome. And I'm like, I'm not talking to you, Alexa. I'm talking to you, Alexa. But then if I'm using her middle name, Siri, oh, I get even more problems. So like, Siri, can you turn the volume down? And Siri's like, I don't do that. And I'm like, ah. And before you know, I keep having these conversations with these things. It just drives me round the bend.
Oh.
Have you ever thought of taking those objects out of your house? But it's wherever I go, when I go to other people's houses and I say, here's my darling wife Alexa, isn't she great? And Alexa then compliments us and says, I am fantastic, I am fabulous, I do all things and get this Amazon Fire Stick. I mean, it is beyond the beyond belief, and I can't take it anymore. That's the problem. Of course, have you not even figured that out? Well, I thought a lot of people calling me, that was when people said, I thought it was a great compliment, but okay.
Okay, so you didn't really see this at this point whatsoever.
Well, there was the time that we did go to the changing the names office with my husband Kyle, and he was like, please change your name. So then I was like, what should I change my name to? Then I was like, maybe I should call myself Echo, because I think Echo is such a lovely name. But then he got even more furious, like, forget it.
You see what I had to put up with? Ugh. The name that must not be named. I thought I was Macbeth. Well, or was that Voldemort man?
Ugh. Either way, I just feel I cannot say my wife's name. Well, none of the stuff has gone off here. Hopefully it hasn't gone off anywhere else. But I have an idea.
Yeah, anything to save our marriage. Well, if your marriage is failing at this point, that might be an issue. But how about you just take all the stuff out of your house?
But why don't I go somewhere else?
Well, as far as I remember, those things can be programmed so you can use a name that you don't use all the time, so you can communicate to it. So you could do it that way as well.
But what if I go to someone else's house?
Either that, or refer to it by a different name. Well, we tried it, didn't we?
Well, like initials, okay? A.S. Ans.
You want me to be called Ans?
Well, how about if I call her Mary Wonder? Mary Wonder?
Well, yeah, because Ans is a song done by Stevie Wonder, right? But also covered by Mary J. Blige and George Michael. Because I prefer Mary, and Mary's the first name for a girl, we get Mary Wonder.
What if I call myself Mary Michaels? I think that sounds a bit more interesting, you know? Mary Michaels Chatsworth. I think that's got more of a wing to it. I think Mary Wonder's much more stunning and search your personality, because you really are a wonder and a star.
And that's also another Stevie Wonder song, Another Star. And you could be the Another Star,
which also is AS initials. Oh, Kyle, you are such an amazing husband. You are the best. Oh, you two are so amazing, Mary. I love you. I love you too. I think we're done here, Pastor Kevin.
I think we are too.
Bye,
bye. Bye.
Well, if only all my counselling sessions were that easy.
Well, you've been listening to What's Going On in Grass River. I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Remember, there's books you can buy, and now we've got volume 23 out that you can buy, both the deluxe edition and the original. And there's other episodes you can listen to in the back catalogue. But until next time, bye bye for now.